This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Welcome to Raw Beauty Talks. I'm your host, Erin Treloar. Ready to peer behind the highlight reel and all those polished pictures of the world's biggest influencers and wellness experts? We're going to uncover what beauty, health, and wellness truly means in today's world. As someone who really struggled with disordered eating and negative body image, I became a health coach because I'm passionate about redefining health and wellness so that it's less about the weight on the scale and more about how we feel. Let's pull back the curtain for some raw beauty talks. All right, let's talk about what Raw Beauty Co. looks like these days. Now that I have been coaching for a couple of years, I have two group coaching programs, the Food and Body Reset, which is my 8-week online intuitive eating program that teaches nourishment, movement, mindset, and self-love. The program is kicking off again on May 30th, and over 1,000 women have gone through it. I flippin' love this program. I created it with some support from an intuitive eating dietitian and a body image psychologist. So I'm really proud of the content, and more so, I'm proud of the results that women have seen. So for this specific program, the majority of individuals who are joining are struggling with emotional eating, binge eating, overeating, or restricting. Basically, the relationship with food is feeling complicated. It's taking up more energy than they would like it to. Maybe that they're finding that they're doing a lot of body checking in mirrors, weighing themselves constantly, feeling a lot of anxiety before going out with friends or in trying to pick what they're going to eat. I mean, I lived this experience. I know exactly what it feels like, and I know how much it drains out of your life. So this program has been running now for about 2 years. I do it a couple times a year, and the next one's starting May 30th. If you're interested in joining, I'll drop the link down below. We have a blast. It's a combination of online lessons, and then we have our weekly group coaching call. So as a coach, I am running this group program 2 to 3 times a year. It's what I call my signature course. Then after navigating highs and lows of anxiety and really coming to understand that so much of the eating disorder that I was experiencing was a symptom of anxiety that was never really connected back in the day, I partnered up with Dr. Michelle Kambolis, and we created another 8-week online program with the group coaching calls called the Anxiety Toolkit. And so this program, Michelle and I run together. She's a mind-body doctor, an author, a meditation teacher, and she is a clinical counselor who has worked with thousands of women in her career. She wrote the book When Women Rise and Generation Stressed, which helps parents who are navigating raising children in this era where there's so much stress and anxiety. So she is an expert, and the program includes 19 evidence-based tools and then these weekly coaching call supports, which you may notice that there's a bit of a theme or a constant in the group programs that I'm running, in that we have these online supporting tools, and then we have the group coaching sessions once a week over Zoom. And I think that I've just found that this formula works so flippin' well, because no matter how you learn, whether you want to do it individually or you want that group support, you get whatever you need. And then there is something so flippin' powerful about having a network, a community of women who are all working to move forward from this place in their life that no longer feels good. To have others who are cheering you on, who are sharing the same struggles, who are navigating the same limiting beliefs, it crushes the shame that we feel about ourselves when we are in the messy middle, when we are in the struggle. You know, when we're in that space where our anxiety is high or we're struggling with food in our body, we can often experience a lot of guilt and these thoughts of, I'm wrong. I'm the only one who's feeling this way. Why can't I just be more positive about my body? Why can't I just stick to the diet? And all of that causes more stress, more anxiety, and really moves us into a space where we are not living from that foundation of self-love that I know so many of us want to. Fast forward to the end of 2024. Think of your goals for a second. What can you do right now to give yourself the best chance of succeeding? If you want to learn a new language, you absolutely should get Babbel. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that really don't help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversation, and Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teachings so you're ready to practice what you learned in the real world. If you're heading to another country anytime soon, start using Babbel a few weeks before you go to learn basics like how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants without having to consult language apps while you're away. So fun. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/rawbeautytalks. Get 55% off at babbel.com/rawbeautytalks. That's spelled BABBEL.com/rawbeautytalks. Rules and restrictions may apply. So having this group component is so magic. I mean, I can't say enough about it. I've had people say that they've seen more benefits than in 3 years of therapy. And that's not a knock against therapy because there are a million different therapists and everyone does things differently, but it really is a beautiful container and incredibly impactful. So I have the group coaching programs. I usually run one food and body reset, then the anxiety reset, and then we'll do another food and body reset. In the summer, when my kiddos are home, I really, this year, leaning things out. So I'm just going to be doing one-on-one coaching, and I'm thinking about having a small container for like 5 women who are really wanting to dial up their health and wellness, most likely individuals who have already been through one of the programs, but TBD, to be determined. So in the summer, I will be doing probably 3 days in the office, and then I'll have 2 days with my kids and weekends. And I'm just really going to soak up that time while they're little and really, you know, enjoy those extra days with them. I feel so lucky to have a career where I can kind of find some flexibility in my schedule. Don't mistake that as me having an abundance of time because, oh my gosh, as an entrepreneur, if you're listening to this, you know it is so hard to create boundaries between home life and work life. And there's just this constant, I mean, you don't even have to be an entrepreneur to know this. We all feel this way, that there's this constant to-do list and things that are pulling at your attention and that need your eyeballs and your energy. I mean, put up your hand if you are relating to what I am saying right now. So the one-on-one coaching, what I love about that is that I really have the opportunity to dive deep with an individual, to move at the pace that they need to move at, and to tailor the work specifically to an individual's needs. So usually when I start working with somebody one-on-one, we start off with 8 sessions, we do them over Zoom, and we connect once a week. And we do all of the things that I talked about in episode 2, everything from getting crystal clear on where it is that you want to go, what your values are, and what is important to you in your life, to moving into the body, supporting the nervous system, doing some somatic work. You know, if there are any limiting beliefs that need to be released, we work on those, just freeing you up to be able to start moving forward and taking the steps required in order to bring this vision that you have to life. I also tie in my work as a meditation teacher and a lot of mindfulness tools into everything that I do as a coach. My philosophy, and I'm going to put this into words maybe for the first time, is that when it comes to wellness, we create a foundation of self-love. We change the way that we are speaking to ourselves to sound a lot more supportive and compassionate. We create a foundation of self-love by identifying the actions that support us in feeling our best. So whether that is movement or meditation or more sleep, supplements, drinking more water, letting go of alcohol. I mean, there's a plethora of things that we can do to show our mind-body system more love. Now, if you try and do all of those things at once, I can guarantee you, you're going to fall flat on your face. When it comes to change, we've got to do it in incremental steps. We have to take it one step at a time. So identifying, you know, what are the actions that are going to support you in creating the most impactful change, first and foremost, and we start there and we layer it one on top of another. So creating this foundation of self-love and then really getting crystal clear on what it is that you want to create in your life, moving into the body and supporting the mind-body system. Because let me tell you, if you are just strung out on anxiety or you have a mental or physical block that is preventing you from moving forward, it's going to be really hard to get yourself into that space that you want to be in, to be able to look in the mirror and find compassion for your body, to be able to eat intuitively, to be able to call in love, to be able to call in abundance in your life, whether that is just letting go of that scarcity and lack mindset, or whether that's like calling in financial well-being and calling in money. You know, this is an area, I haven't talked about it a lot on the podcast because I'm still working through it myself, but this financial well-being, this abundance mindset is something that I have spent the last year really diving into and refining myself. So more to come in that area, still on the learning path. And I like to kind of become an expert in whatever area it is that I'm talking about before I start teaching it. So yeah, I'm really proud of where we're at and sort of the offerings that are in place now, all due to those initial conversations that I had at Raw Beauty Co. I never ever started Raw Beauty Talks with the understanding that this is what it would look like down the road. But I think that it's so important to just start taking the steps and trusting that everything will unfold as it should. I pinch myself that this is the work that I get to do. So one-on-one clients, I have my group coaching programs, and then what I want to start offering are workshops that will be at a lower price point, that will be 1 to 2 hour workshops. So intro to meditation, building healthy habits, creating an abundance mindset, and just playing around with ensuring that everyone has access to my offerings and to the tools that I've been studying for the last decade. So you'll see more of those workshops rolling out. I'm really excited to be hosting our first Raw Beauty retreat in Crete, Greece. I mean, this feels like so major. It has been on the vision board forever to bring together a group of women in a beautiful space with nourishing food and movement, mindset work, deep connection, like belly laughs. We're just gonna have a time. I'm picturing there will for sure be a dance party at some time. We're going to read by the pool. We're going to talk about our dreams and our visions. We're going to hold safe space for one another to open up about our vulnerabilities and our insecurities so that we can let that go, so we can shed the shame, and so that everybody can move forward. I literally see this trip as being like a portal to success for women in whatever way, shape, or form that looks like for you. I feel so lucky that I got to go on my own wellness retreat because I'd never gone on one. And so I got invited to go to this insane island in the BVIs that's owned by a woman named Brittany Turner. It's called the Ariel. And I swear, when you're doing this work, this abundance work, and when you're aligned with your purpose, the opportunities that start flowing to you, it's wild. I mean, I'm not going to put aside the fact that I've been working for 10 years on this type of thing, but I went to that and just got to experience myself the incredible transformation and ahas that could happen. I was only there for 3 days. Like, our retreat is going to be 5 nights. So It really made me so excited for everybody who is going to come. I, of course, I'm going to drop the link for the retreat down below. Crete is a little island in Greece. I have never been, but the hotel is called the Minos Art Beach Hotel. It's a 5-star hotel. Couldn't have dreamed up a more beautiful Pinterest-worthy aesthetic if I tried. Right on the ocean, pool, like stunning sculptures and all of this art and nature. They have a farm on site that they use to create a lot of the food that we'll be enjoying. And yeah, I mean, if you can't tell, I'm a little bit excited about it. I just can't wait. And so, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the nuts and bolts of the business. God, it doesn't even feel like a business, but the business as it stands. And another exciting thing that we're working on, I just had our first annual general meeting with our new board, is that I am starting up again, and we're going to do a bit of a rebrand and a refresh, my nonprofit organization, Free to Be Talks. So Free to Be was started by a woman named Renee Regeer, and she was doing her counseling. She was going to school to become a counselor, and she started creating this program. And quite early on, she looped me in. We worked as partners for a long time. And then as things started to get busier with Raw and as I was having kids, I moved into a board position. And then Renee had 4 kids of her own and started another nonprofit. And so during COVID, I actually ended up taking over the nonprofit. It's been on ice because of COVID. We couldn't go into schools anymore, but I'm feeling really called that now is the time to bring it back to life, to get it into schools. So this program is a media literacy and positive body image program for youth in grade 5 to 9. And so it teaches youth about the messages that they receive in media and how it can impact their self-esteem, or essentially how it can create constructs or limitations on their ability to be their full free self. So we talk about photo editing, and we talk about filters, and we talk about sort of the stereotypical images of what we consider to be feminine or masculine. The program also has resources for parents as well so that they can carry on this conversation at home. And then, of course, within the teachings, we talk a lot about body image and tools to build body image resilience and a more positive body image as well. So the program's taught in schools. The current format is that it is run over a course of 6 1-hour sessions. Teachers will be running it in their classroom. And we've had over 2,000 students go through the program before COVID happened. Great results, really positive. And now we're just sort of excited to give it a refresh, give it a revamp, a little bit more focus on the social media side of things, and get it back out into the world. So I'm going to create a form down below because I need an army of parents, caregivers, volunteers. You know, maybe this is something that's close to your heart because you've struggled at some point with an eating disorder or body image or the pressures from media, and would love to start collecting names and contact information so that when the program is ready to roll, we got that army that is ready to get out there to spread these messages and to continue to support the well-being of the next generation. So, I mean, it's been busy over here, but I just flippin' love this work. I just love it. And I really can't tell you enough how much I love and appreciate each one of you who tunes in, you know, week after week, some of you for years, who show up on social media and like those posts or send a comment, or who send a little note, or, you know, when I run into you on the street, who say, I've been following along and, you know, this really resonated. It honestly is the lifeblood and energy that has kept me going. And I know we're all working really hard on our own things. So I see you out there working your tail off and navigating so many different things. And I just hope that this platform and this place continues to be supportive to you and continues to have conversations that shift the way that you see yourself and the world. I really believe that we're faced with a time right now that is going to require a lot of change in order to stabilize. And I believe that that change starts with each of us as individuals and then with us as a collective. So we've got our collective here. I'm so happy to have you on the journey with me. Please leave room for mistakes and errors. I won't do things perfectly along the way. And I'm human. I will make mistakes and say the wrong things. My intention is always, though, to help rather than to cause harm, to support rather than to hurt. And I hope that you can feel that from the other side of the podcast, wherever you're tuning in from now. All right, let me know if you have any questions. You can send me a DM over at Raw Beauty Talks. If there's anything else that you would like me to dig into, my history with anxiety, if you have questions about the disordered eating, if you want to talk about intuitive eating or mindfulness, meditation, if there are guests that you'd like to see on this podcast, I am working on some merch, so I'm going to get your votes over on Instagram for what types of t-shirt designs you like, what colors you like, what messages resonate the most. Please just stay in touch. This really is meant to be a conversation, and the dialogue that I've had with women over the years and with individuals on this podcast have really shaped all that I do. So keep it up. Keep chatting. Come say hi. DM me at Raw Beauty Talks. Take whatever landed from this episode. Leave the rest behind. And links to all the goodness I talked about down below. All right, everyone, have a beautiful day. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this week's episode. Please take a moment to rate, review, or follow on your favorite podcast app and share this episode with someone that you think could benefit. Join the Raw Beauty Talks community at Raw Beauty Talks. And remember, it's your story, your body, your mind, and your journey. So think about what resonates with you and leave the rest behind. I'll see you next week.
Mads, I am obsessed with our brand pillars.
You mean vagina sweat, good branding, and being Jewish blooded queens, Scout?
Sure, but not quite. I love that Oakcase's podcast and our sisterhood is made up of women who are down for main character energy only, who take care of their mental health, and who are standing in their personal power as entrepreneurs.
Oh yeah, that too, Scout, that too. We should probably introduce ourselves. Hello, everyone. I am Mads.
And I am Scout.
And we are sisters IRL.
Join us on Oakcase's podcast every Monday for some sisterly banter, nourishing mental health, a whole lot of silliness, and inspiring interviews from the raddest female guests in the game.
We promise it'll be a good time.
As long as you don't get too loud, Mads.
Welcome to the sisterhood!